Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody say, I have a healer.
I have a healer.
Glory to God. I have the healer.
That's right.
Amen. In Luke 5, we looked at this last time. Luke 5, the man that they brought who was paralyzed, that his four friends brought him to where Jesus was preaching, and they went up on top of the house and tore off the roof and let him down before Jesus. Luke 5:20 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you. Were they coming there to get forgiven?
No.
I don't think they were.
Uh-uh.
What were they coming for?
Healing.
He's paralyzed. But then Jesus looks at him and says, man, your sins are forgiven you. You know, the Lord will answer your question the way it needs to be answered, not the way you asked it.
That's right.
I know when I was working in healing school, Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, back some years ago, I was there, Phyllis and I were there for 20 years. And so I spent a lot of time in the healing school. And it was my job and an opportunity to lay hands on people every Thursday. And I didn't know much. I was green in ministry, but I knew it was the anointing that made the difference.
Amen.
And the anointing destroys the yoke.
That's right.
And removes the burden. And I knew I didn't know much about it. Didn't feel like I had much. And I needed more. That was my thought. I need more. I need some more anointing. And so I prayed and I prayed. And I prayed and I prayed and I asked the Lord for anointing. Lord, let me have some more anointing. We're going to lay hands on these people. We need the anointing. Give us some more anointing. Finally, after months of this, I was in the speaker's room one day by myself praying, and the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me very distinctly, like He'll speak to any believer if you learn how to listen. He said to me, faithfulness. Faithfulness. And I kind of sat up, and I knew it was Him, and I thought, okay, faithfulness. That's interesting. Faith, what are you laughing about? Faithfulness. I said, yes, Lord, I'm going to think about that and look at that. But you know, I'm about to go in here and lay hands on people. What I could really use right now is some anointing, some more anointing. So I kept praying for a while, and again, it came up in my spirit. Faithfulness, Keith, faithfulness. I thought, huh, okay. Well, yes, Lord, I'm going to do a study on faithfulness. I mean, I'm going to get into this and look at this more. But, you know, it's only 5 minutes till I go out here to lay hands on people. What we could really use right now is some anointing. And I didn't realize He's answering my prayer.
That's right.
See, they came for healing. And what did He say to them? You're forgiven.
Right.
You might say, well, what's that got to do? Everything. You just didn't know it. And finally, what He helped me to see, when I said, well, Lord, what does that mean? Obviously, You're answering my prayer and my question, but I don't see. He said, son, all of My people receive an anointing when they're filled with the Spirit. Many of them have done nothing with that. Why would they need more? I'd never thought of that before. I thought, wow. Is it true that when you're filled with the Spirit, you'll receive power?
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
After the Holy Ghost has come on you, power to be a witness, right?
Yeah.
He said, many of them have done nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? What's He saying to me? It's not, you said, I need anointing, I want anointing. You got to be faithful with what you have. That's how it increases. It doesn't come by you begging for more. You got to use and be faithful. Come on, y'all, let's be faithful with what you have. Do everything you know with what you have, and He will add to you. He'll give you more. So I saw, I need to quit this. And He showed me two scriptures to go to, Matthew and Luke. And I went there. And so I just sat there and confessed for 30 minutes, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. I'm anointed. And I did everything I knew with the anointing that I had that was on me. And He was faithful. As the years went by, He added too. He increased. Hallelujah. So He was answering my prayer. I'm praying for anointing. He's talking to me about faithfulness. And I didn't see it, but He was exactly answering my prayer. Well, these folks come for healing, and what did He do? He said, you're forgiven. Well, then that set off a discussion and a debate amongst all the preachers that were there. And they said, verse 21, the scribes and Pharisees begin to reason. They said, who is this that speaks blasphemies? You know, accusing Jesus of blaspheming. Isn't that something? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And here's something the church has not emphasized. Jesus perceived their thoughts. He answered and said to them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk. Jesus connects forgiveness with healing. He connects them. He combines them. He puts them together. Everybody say forgiveness. And healing. Most of the modern church has separated these. Haven't they? They've separated them. Jesus did not. And is He not the same yesterday, today, and forever? If He put them together then, what do you think He's doing now? Amen. Jesus preached and ministered forgiveness and healing everywhere He went. Forgiveness and healing. Forgiveness and healing. He didn't do forgiveness only. He didn't do healing only. It was forgiveness and healing. In fact, He's telling them, which one's easier? I'm glad He didn't say which one's harder. Right. He's letting us know neither one of them's hard. Now, if you were having to do the healing, it'd be hard, it'd be impossible. Yeah. If you were having to do the forgiving, it'd be hard, impossible. You're not having to do either one. All you and I got to do is receive it. Yes. And that's easy. Now, the devil will tell you it's not. He's a liar. Somebody say, receiving is easy.
Receiving is
easy. Say it again. Receiving,
receiving.
Forgiveness,
forgiveness
is easy. And receiving healing,
and receiving healing
is just as easy.
Just as easy.
Both of them's easy.
Yes.
Which one's easier? To quote Jesus, which one's easier? To say your sins be forgiven you, or to say rise up and walk? And then He uses healing as a proof. He said, verse 24, that you may know that the Son of Man, not Son of God, though He was, yet He's not saying I'm doing this as God. Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say to you, arise, take up your couch, and go to your house. What's He saying? He's saying, which one's it? You saying, I can't tell him his sins are forgiven. So which one's easier? For me to tell him his sins are forgiven, or to tell him, get up and go, be healed? Which one? So their mouths are shut now. They don't know what to say. He's saying, so that you will know the forgiveness is real, you're going to see the healing. Can you see this?
Amen.
How do we know the forgiveness is real? If the Lord can't heal us, how do we know He can forgive us? That's not my reasoning. That's His. Come on, can you see that? Well, he could, but he, you know, maybe it's not his will. Well, maybe it's not his will to heal us, maybe it's not his will to forgive us. How do we know? Oh, we know by the Word of God. Well, the same Word of God says all your diseases. Same Word of God says the same thing about both. Which is why he said, which one is easier? The church, because of the influence of the enemy, even doctrines of devils, has divided forgiveness from healing, divided and even called those of us who preach healing in error. I had a fellow tell me one time, oh, we don't preach all that healing stuff. We just preach the gospel. Well, if you preach the same gospel Jesus preached and the same gospel Paul preached, people will get forgiven and healed because they got healed in both of those. People got faith to be healed from hearing what the Bible calls the gospel that Paul preached. You see it in the book of Acts, those very words. No, it's a matter of believing it. He said that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say to thee, arise, take up your couch, and go to your house. What happened? Verse 25. What happened? Immediately he rose up before them. He took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And if you're honest, what would you have said? Well, he must be forgiven. He must be forgiven, right? He must be able to tell him he's forgiven. Why? Because if he can heal him, he can forgive him. If he can forgive him, he can heal him. Jesus combined them. Jesus connected them. Let's go back to what Jesus said, right? Let's put them together. He forgives all your iniquities and he heals all your diseases. Come on, say it out loud. He forgives all my iniquities and he heals all my diseases. Oh, glory to God. I just got a glimpse. I got a glimpse. Healings in our camp. We're going to have more and more healings in our camp. Somebody say, so be it, so be it, so be it. And it shouldn't be shocking. We're preaching it, right? And faith comes by hearing it. Glory to God. I'm excited about it. They're going to have more and more testimonies to read. Praise be to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.